the greatest thing since, like, yeah. I thought that was a dead giveaway.
It's really not a dead giveaway.
It wasn't?
No.
Oh. Well, whatever. Anyway, sliced bread was banned back in 1943 because of the war. See, there you go.
Interesting.
That means we get to carry the prize over till tomorrow, and hopefully we'll have a winner tomorrow of not one but two prizes.
Oh, my.
The Suburban Girl DVD and whatever other crap we find. Quick break. When we get back, we'll have our American Idol recap for you, and also little Jordan Sparks, speaking of American Idol. Stay tuned.
For select models and sizes.
Mark and Chris.
Jacksonville's number one hit music station.
85.5 WAPE. Jacksonville.
Hey. 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. Our last American Idol, Jordan Sparks, for that one. Coming up here in just a minute. Did we see our next American Idol last night?
Not unless our
next American Idol is a big freaky deek.
Doubt it.
Man, Dallas is creepy. Ooh. After watching last night's show, I don't ever, ever, ever want to go there.
No.
And we got the details coming up right after Finger 11.
Move right through me on my way to you.
95.1 WAPE. Instant traffic.
Making your way in from the Amelie's with your Big Ape instant traffic.
Big Ape weather.
Clouds and showers again this morning. All the heavy, heavy rain, though, has finally moved off the coast. It's over the ocean now. And high today, a nice warm 72. A little bit cooler tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 60. It's 64 now at 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station.
This is the Big Ape Morning Mess with Mark and Chris. I'm Mark K. That's Chris Campbell.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. It is going to be a fantastic day. Excuse me. In just about a minute. In just about, about an hour, actually.
Yes.
We are going to give out a backstage password. That backstage password is good for one thing and one thing only.
Okay.
Tickets to go see Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus in the Best of Both Worlds tour.
That's right.
That tour, of course, is coming to the Jacksonville Memorial Arena on January the 30th, which is just like almost a week away.
It's so close now.
It is right around the corner. We've got your tickets coming up. Sometime today, we'll make a phone call. I don't know when, but sometime. You better know the backstage password or you're not going to win the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Times that we give it out again, 7:15, 1 hour from now, 12:15 with Tessa and 4:15 with Chase Daniels. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
What's going on with Texas? That's all I got to say.
Nothing good.
American Idol hit Dallas, which is where they kept touting how they found their first winner there ever. The very first American Idol, Kelly Clarkson,
auditioned
in Dallas, Texas. She's from a place called Burleson, which is nearby. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that was all that Ryan kept talking about it. Are you the next Kelly Clarkson?
That's all they used the whole time.
I did like it when he said, is Kelly Clarkson the lone star from this state? Or is there another one?
I know.
That was a cute play on
words. It was not only a play on words, it seemed to be right.
Yeah, it really was. The people in Texas, not only did they not, I mean, the first day they only got like 11 or 12 people, they said.
Yeah.
And then the second day, I only counted like two or three that went through.
So bad.
But they, not only that, the people that showed up were just bizarre.
They were strange.
And slightly disturbing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's like that everywhere they go and they just chose to highlight more of the disturbing and strange people from Texas.
Or if
it's that more people, they just kind of came out in droves.
It felt as though nobody was getting through. So I'm thinking it was just a lot of weird people and not a lot of good, serious singers.
Don't even get me started about the girl who named her baby Idol because she started giving birth while waiting in line.
Oh, God.
I don't even want to talk about the woman who, A, goes to the American Idol auditions when she's 9 months pregnant, and then B, decides to name her baby Idol.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
That was a little creepy to begin with.
Yeah.
But it just, that was a warm-up, folks, for what was to come.
Yes, it was.
One of the first contestants, I forget his name, let's call him Oogie, shall we?
Okay.
Oogie came in with a little my wife almost vomited.
I almost vomited.
Did you see it?
It was disgusting.
And they kept showing close-ups. This guy, basically, here's his deal. He pulls off his fingernails. Like, you know, picks at him and tears at him.
Right, like the end of his fingernails. Yeah. The part that people bite off.
And I know a lot of people do it. It's a bad habit.
People bite them and eat them or whatever.
All that kind of stuff.
It's disgusting.
But he keeps them in a little Ziploc bag and carries them around.
For years.
And seven of them. 7 years he's been doing it. And so he had a little Ziploc bag with 7 years' worth of old fingernails.
And they're all yellow and brown.
They're disgusting. They kept showing. Here's him describing it to Ryan.
Do you have any hobbies?
I guess.
Yeah. That's not great. Stop.
It did. Brian hit the nail on the head. It looked like Waffle House hash browns.
Nail on the head.
Yeah, without anything on them. Like, they weren't scattered, covered, smothered, or diced.
No. It was disgusting.
It was.
Why would you carry that around?
And as if that weren't bad enough, they let him through to Hollywood.
I know.